I'm going to return to a theme that you've heard me talk about in the past, and it's in relation to the scandal, really, of Ireland's share of the fish in our own exclusive economic zone. As you know, we have an exclusive economic zone, as do all coastal countries, of 200 miles. Right now, it's estimated that these waters, which are some of the richest waters in all of the European Union, we get about 15 to 20% of the fish in our own exclusive economic zone. Now, can you imagine, outside of the common fisheries policy, any self-respecting country in the world accepting that proportion of the wealth that is theirs out there in front of them in the sea, a precious resource that should create wealth and jobs in coastal communities if we fish sustainably? And one of the things about the common fisheries policy is I think generally sustainable fishing. I think there's proper oversight of what's happening out there, which isn't the case, sadly, in many other parts of the world. So we need to fish sustainably. We need to get a balance of fish for our inshore and our offshore fishermen. That has not been attained. And I find it shocking that even after Brexit, when we lost another percentage, 15%, further loss of the terrible share that we had, that wasn't returned. That wasn't given back. What we got is a redundancy payment. A redundancy payment called the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund, which has now been used to invest in piers and harbours and decommission 60 vessels. What will that mean? And this is a shocking statistic. Please remember this one, Minister. In 2005, the whitefish fleet we had then, we will soon have one-third. One-third of the fleet that we had in 2005. Just destroying the potential of fishing in our coastal communities and not putting up a proper fight, not telling the world about the injustice that's happening. And I don't believe if we really fought hard that that could be sustained, because it's just so profoundly unjust. But the final latest development, it to me tells me everything about whoever runs the Department of the Marine in this country. It's the Department against the Marine. Because how can it be that we have every single fishing organisation in the state, every single one, from the local community groups to the islands, to the inshore, to the co-ops, to the producer organisations, every single one of them have appealed, begged for financial assistance that has been provided by almost every other European member state with a coastal fishing community. And we haven't provided it to them. They literally cannot afford to go to sea. So you have the disgraceful share of the fish, you have the impact of Brexit, and now this. Minister, I'm appealing to you, with your colleague, Minister Charlie McConlogue, to stand up for fishing coastal communities in Europe and here in Ireland, and confront the people in the Department of Marine that are a blockage to doing what's right by our fishing communities.